Hello, it's the post-match show after Liverpool win. Liverpool win at home. How great does that feel? Liverpool beat Southampton 2-0. And I'm joined by Andy Heaton, by Phil Blundell and by Adam Mealy. And Adam, goalie the side of half-time, comfortable 2-0 win. What a way to spend the Saturday night.
It was routine. we rarely have these 2-0 home wins. It wasn't what you would call a routine home win, was it? It was everything that this season's been, apart from the bit where it all goes horribly wrong. I think probably we were all right. I thought we were quite good in parts. It still doesn't quite look like us, but having said that, we are unbeaten in however many. We won tonight. We won at home. Mane was a lot better. Yeah, I don't know. There's green shoots of recovery there. I think we got the second goal at a brilliant time. I think that flavours a lot of what we're probably going to talk about.
Yeah, it hopefully makes them feel better as well, Phil. If not make us feel better, you know. As Adam says, it does feel a little bit like the last two games we've watched, apart from the fact that they didn't have any fit forwards who were kicking in the goal. And I think they'll, if you're a Southampton fan, you'll be cursing the fact that, you know, Danny Ings isn't there, or Minamino's not available, who would have, you know, maybe sniffed on one of those chances that we gifted effectively. But from a Liverpool point of view, you'll hope that they don't start going, well, actually, you know, the narrative doesn't have to be that, it could be this instead. And a clean sheet helps with that, but also Thiago just banging one in the goal and discussing his options later helps with that as well.
It helps when the 5 minutes of anxiety is basically just removed in one fell swoop, one swing of a right boot, and you sort of go from, well, this is in a bit in the balance, to, right, that's done, it's done and dusted. I think there were times where we looked a bit vulnerable a lot of the time, but I think that's sort of a product of the team. It's very hard to say it without sounding like you're being disrespectful to Phillips and Williams, and this isn't in the slightest, but a lot of the things we were doing tonight was sort of coping with the fact that they were there, I think. Yeah. Because at the end of the day, they are what they are, and you're accepting of that, but they're not going to be centre-backs for Liverpool next season in a partnership, are they? And a lot of what we did sort of was around not gambling and stuff, sort of not leaving them isolated, protecting them. I think there's a lot of times where they could have played, under normal circumstances, they might have played a pass where you look back and go, well, if I get this wrong, the defenders are sweeping up behind me, and